Unit 15. The Beard Olympics. To compete in the Olympics, you need to be a top athlete. What do you need to compete in the World Beard and Mustache Championships? It's not the same as the actual Olympics. You don't need to be strong or physically fit. Participants need just one thing, lots of facial hair. The competitions are for the best beard or mustache. There are 17 categories. Some categories are only for mustaches, others are only for beards. Many of the categories have a theme, such as historical, the Wild West mustache, famous, the Salvador Dali mustache, or even strange, the freestyle beard. In the Wild West mustache category, for instance, mustaches must look cowboy. On the other hand, in the freestyle category, anything goes. Men use a lot of mousse and hairspray in this category. Judges look at the form and healthiness of the hair. 10 out of 10 is a perfect score. However, getting a score of 10 is not easy. Judges look at how all of the hair works together. Does the hair have nice form and sides? Is the beard or mustache well-rounded? First place in one's category isn't everything, though. As one participant said, winning the competition is unimportant. It's meeting other beard and mustache enthusiasts from around the world that makes the competitions worthwhile. Over 20 different countries participated in the last World Beard and Mustache Championships. However, Germany won 14 out of the 17 categories. In fact, most of the World Beard and Mustache Champions have been German. Those Germans seem to know a thing or two about facial hair.